1430 WHBL, Sheboygan. News, talk, sports. A service of Midwest Communications. Now, from the WHBL newsroom, here's Mike Kinzel and Rusty Melberg.
Good afternoon at 12 noon. Rusty, our temperatures going up slowly. We're at 7 degrees. Wind chill still below zero, though.
Not much relief. We'll stay mostly sunny, but those temperatures staying 25 to 30 degrees below normal for this time of the year.
A Sheboygan woman who died in a mobile home fire early yesterday morning may have gotten out of that mobile home, but died trying to save her pet cat. County Coroner Dave Lafine said 39-year-old Dawn Bordeaux died of smoke inhalation and multiple burns. Bordeaux lived with her parents and a sister in the mobile home in the Indian Trails Mobile Home Park off of South Business Drive. Her parents and sister got out safely after the trailer erupted in flames. Sheboygan firefighters said the mobile home was engulfed in flames when they got there shortly after midnight yesterday. Fire Chief Mike Romas said the family told firefighters Dawn had gotten out of the trailer safely but then went back in to try to save her pet cat. Romas said cause of the fire remains under investigation.
A Sheboygan teen charged with murdering his father and then hiding his body for days will be back in court in a little under 2 hours. 18-year-old Dorian Torres is scheduled to appear for his arraignment when he will enter a plea to a first-degree murder charge. He's been held in the county jail since January 30th, the day police discovered the body of his father, 41-year-old Emilio, and arrested Dorian.
Portions of the Racine School, a Racine School, suffered heavy damage following a fire in the building early this morning. Firefighters were called to the school about 1:30, found an intense fire in the school's gym. Fire Chief Steve Hansen said the roof of the gym eventually collapsed.
Firefighters were in the hallway on the east end of the gymnasium. They were not in the gymnasium itself when the room collapsed. When that happened, they then backed out.
Sub-zero temperatures made it difficult to battle that fire. District officials still working out where the 1,100 elementary and middle school students from an adjoining school will attend classes on Friday.
American TV and Appliance says no customers have complained about being overcharged during their week-old going-out-of-business sale. State Consumer Protection officials said yesterday they found numerous instances of overcharges at the firm's 11 stores. But American replied yesterday that most of the checkout errors were for unboxed items offered for less than the same items in boxes. And the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel cited inspectors' reports showing that 10.5% of customers actually paid less than what their price stickers indicated.
Governor Scott Walker says if voters reelect him in November, he'll make sure property taxes will not go up through at least 2018.
In December of 2018, our goal would be 4 years from now, just as property taxes are lower, will be lower this December than they were in 2010. The same can be said in December of 2018. We think that's good news, certainly for property owners.
Meanwhile, Democratic challenger Mary Burke said the governor hasn't lived up to his pledge to create a 250,000 private sector jobs, and she called his property tax pledge more empty rhetoric.
A former Plymouth resident is bound over for trial for possessing child pornography on his cell phone. 23-year-old Dustin Corchain entered not guilty pleas in Sheboygan County Court yesterday to 12 child pornography charges. Plymouth police received the cell phone last month from a Plymouth woman who had allowed Corchain to stay at her place for a few days and found disturbing file names on it. An investigation determined there were a dozen pictures of underage children performing sexual activities. Corchain did tell authorities he had downloaded the images from the internet over the past weeks or months.
Also from the courts, a Sheboygan man will spend 4 years in prison on a burglary charge. 37-year-old Jason Lee had broken into Emmer's Tap on South 15th Street in the city of Sheboygan last August when he stole 25 rolls of quarters and did $1,500 in damage to gaming machines. He was implicated by surveillance video and when police learned of a drug deal in which the buyer had attempted to purchase cocaine with $240 in quarters. Judge Timothy Van Akron this week sentenced Lee to 4 years in prison to be followed by 4 years extended supervision, and he ordered Lee to pay $1,000 in restitution.
Opponents of Arizona's controversial Religious Freedom Restoration Act are breathing a sigh of relief. They are praising Governor Jan Brewer today after camping out on the state capitol lawn for days urging a veto. The Republican governor said she vetoed the bill because it would cause more problems than it claimed to solve. Senate Bill 1062 would have allowed businesses to refuse services to gays and other groups if they found doing so conflicted with their religious beliefs.
Dozens of gunmen are in control of parliament and government offices in Ukraine's southern Crimea region and have raised the Russian flag there today. The move comes as ousted Ukrainian President Viktor Yanukovych says he is still the country's true leader. Russian President Vladimir Putin has put 150,000 combat troops on high alert near the former Soviet Republic.
Menasha police are investigating a possible sexting case involving high school students. Officials say about a dozen students between the ages of 14 and 16 years old sent or received nude or semi-nude pictures of other students, with some of those images uploaded to an online account.
Well, Mother Nature has foiled the Brewers' Arctic tailgate plans set to begin today. We get more on that story from Eric Grillard.
Originally, people were to begin lining up for tickets at noon, but VP of Communications Tyler Barnes says it's just too cold for that.
Yeah, it's a fun atmosphere, but we want to make sure that people are safe.
So there's a new plan in place.
You can come out on Friday. It looks like the temperatures, I mean, they're still going to be down there a little bit, but they're going to moderate significantly from where things are on Thursday.
Tyler tells me noon on Friday is the earliest fans will be able to set up camp outside the stadium.
For WHBL News, I'm Eric Grillard.
Good idea, Rusty, because it's going to be cold.
Absolutely. Highs only in the single digits today, but we'll see mostly sunny skies tonight. Lows possibly 10, 15 degrees below zero. Warming back up to the teens, but snow returns tomorrow.
Right now, we are at 7 degrees in Sheboygan as we get back to Rush Limbaugh on WHBL.